just to talk about it. It's like a very important topic that people in Hudson and people all around should, you know about.
It's nothing to frown about.
Yeah.
Just because somebody else doesn't like it. Well, I mean, if somebody else doesn't like the shirt you're wearing, are you going to let it get to you? You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just how I see it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, it's difficult because I don't know. They're actually completely different things now that I think about it.
So there was a day of silence this Friday, the Friday that passed, and
at a lot of schools in Columbia County, right?
Yes. Our school, Hudson High School, unfortunately didn't do it, but like be aware that I will be part of the committee that will start Day of Silence next year. And I felt bad because I talked that whole day and it was a day of silence, but you know, I'm loudmouth, so you know.
So for someone who doesn't know, what is a day of silence?
Day of silence is when those who are lesbian, gay, bi, transsexual, questioning, queer, or supporting take a day of silence just to feel like, how would it be if we didn't talk? Like your closest friends, if they were a supporter and, you know, supposedly, like, would you, if somebody asks you a question and you not answer it, or you're talking to somebody and, you know, you're not talking back to them, wouldn't that like annoy you in a way? That would annoy you. She's shaking her head. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, like, yeah, like those who are that way, like, how would you feel like if like people reject gays? Like, what if we not reject gays, like they like put them to the side or they don't talk to them, like act like they're not there. But what if we act like you're not there? And what if we're not talking to you? How would you like that?
At my school.
That's my way of saying it.
At my school, at Ichabod Crane Central School District, a lot of kids did participate in a day of silence. In the day of silence, we all got stickers and we would wear them, and that would tell teachers that we were not going to be able to talk for that day just because we were participating in it. And I thought it was really cool about how many students actually did participate. I participated for half the day. And then I
half the day.
And then during by algebra I began to break, and then by earth science I completely broke. I couldn't do it. But I think it's mostly the thought that counts.
So did it feel like a powerful experience?
It did, you know. I felt like I was being part of something big. You know, something fresh. Something
thank God
new.
for the teachers there too, because Lord knows you talk a lot.
I know.
So it was a break. That was a ba-doom-tsh moment. That was a whack joke. But anyways, I have an interview for you listeners on the radio station of Radio Explosion. I was interviewing my friend as we took a stroll around this Hudson, and she's telling me her view on how her way of dealing about her sexuality. So enjoy.
You know, at least I'm not living with her, but I can still tell her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I might probably do. So, like, when you're outside of the house, when you're 18, you'll probably, like, be like, hey, Mom, by the way, as you walk out the door, I'm bye, and run.
Just go run.
Yeah.
What is your intake? Like, how do you feel about exploiting your bisexualness when you actually get it out there? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, would you be, like, tattoo bisexual on your forehead?
Well, some people, like I asked this, like a couple of people, like, do I look bi or whatever? And then they were like, oh, like, I don't know. So for some reason I can see like how you dress or like,
yeah,
how
like
you
your gaydar. People call that gaydar.
Well, yeah, that. And then they'd be like, oh, I had a little hint. I was guessing if you were bi or not. But I was like, oh, wow, really? Okay. Well, yeah, I am. Well, like, I don't care if people know. Like, because if, you know, even though if you don't, they don't like it, they can go somewhere. Like,
go somewhere.
Like, that's only if they're not my true friends, they can go somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're my true friend, then that's not being supportive or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But, I can understand that. Like you can, like, certain crises that come in your life, you know what I mean? They can be, it depends. Like, you can know your true friends. You can differentiate between your good friends and your whack friends. Like, your whack friends would be like, ew, get away, you're gay, you're the F word, mm-hmm. the FAG word. And they would just, like, leave you right there. I mean, do you feel like you being bisexual, not telling your mom, do you think that, like, stresses you in any way? Like, do you have a urge to tell your mom, like, hey, this is how I feel, this is what I want for my life?
Yeah, at some moments I do. Like, my brother knows, and, like, sometimes he'd be like, oh, that's disgusting at times.
Yeah.
Because I tell him about the girls that I like or whatever. Uh-huh. But, yeah, sometimes I feel like I should tell my mom, and, like, I want to. Mm. But, you know, the reaction that she's going to get out of it, and I just don't want that. Right. So,
my girl, are you ever going to tell your mom about your sexual orientation?
Well, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like I should tell her, but then I'm not sure. Because, like, if I did tell her, I would be like, oh, mom, this is how I feel, and this is how I see girls. And I know that, like, since I'm Christian, and God doesn't like that because, you know, he made Adam Eve. Not Adam Steve, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm bi, so I like boys and girls. Because, you know, I think girls are, I don't know, there's something else.
She's about to go on a trance.
But I'm not, let me not, okay, but if, I don't know what to say, because, you know, if you don't like the way I feel, now, if she don't like the way I feel, then I don't know what to say. Well, okay, before she had little feelings that I was gay. Well, I was like, I'm not gay, but I didn't tell her nothing. She kind of had little hints about, like, 2 years ago.
Okay.
But, you know, I was trying to deny it, like, OD.
Yeah, that's what I do, too.
If she hints my hint, I guess.
If she hints your sexuality.
Okay, if she hints my sexuality, I would still try to defend it until I get older. So, you know, at least I'm not living with her, but I can still tell her.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I might probably do.
So, like, when you're outside of the house, when you're 18, you'll probably, like, be like, hey, mom, by the way, as you walk out the door, I'm bye, and run.
Just go run.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I think I just got it. No, not I just got it because one girl, you know, up back in the 09.
Oh, that's when you, that's a good question. That's when you realized you are the way you are.
Yes. But before that, I was bi-curious. So, like, I was, you know, I was looking because I was liking girls. I mean, not liking girls, but, like the way they look. I was liking the way they look, whatever. And like, just walking down the street, just picked up a random person and just, like, here, this. So I was bi-curious before, again. And then once I met this girl and, you know, started talking, whatever, I actually started to like her. And, yeah, we started going out, and that's the part when I turned bi ever since.
That's when you realized you were bi. I think you were bi, but you weren't aware.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What else?
What do you have to say for those who are, quote unquote, in the closet, like how you are right now? Not to shout you out, but you know you are in the closet. But what do you have to say to those girls? Do you have anything to say to those who might wanna build up the courage, like how you're trying to?
Yeah, obviously, if you are that way, and if that's how you really want to be, and that's how you feel, like, you shouldn't be ashamed of what you want to be. Like, if somebody doesn't like it, they first of all, they shouldn't judge, because that's not their life, that's yours, and you want to live it that way, then let it be. But you shouldn't be ashamed of being the way you are. Just be yourself and don't hurt yourself, though. You know?
Hey, yeah. Be yourself and don't hurt yourself.
That's just the way to go, you know? Gotta go. Gotta go. I gotta go for it. All right.
So, for those of you who, you know, are thinking that LGBTQ or questioning about your sexuality is a problem, you know, you are not alone. There's people out there. I'm still going through it. Here is a couple numbers that can help you.
Oh, well, for a youth talk line, you can call 1-800-246-PRIDE.
1-800-246-PRIDE, P-R-I-D-E, or 7743.
Or if you're just looking to talk to somebody about your sexuality, feel free to call 1-888-843-4564.
Now listen, this is a very serious topic, and we are talking about your health and how it is healthy. It's not like a cheeseburger or a celery stick, but it has to do with how you deal with yourself. So
emotionally,
physically, and be yourself. Be yourself.
No need to hide. You were born this way.
Hello, Abnara.
So today is LGBTQ, for those who just tuned in because they like the song We Are Family. I personally want to tell all you guys that I am a bisexual since the age of 8. And from then on, I felt like it was a phase and it was a struggle. And I prayed because I was a very heavy Christian from then till now on how I can like wish it all away and how, you know, I can better myself, because to me it was like a disease. So this poem was one of the poems that I write at the age of 12 about it. It goes, infection, get out of my brain. Thick curves, light skin, soft to the touch. I'm not even trying to hide it. But if you asked me if I like you, I'd have to deny it. It's pathetic. This infection in my mind is a struggle of progressive cancer. Is it genetic? I had a couple of loves back in the day. You know, about, you know, age of 8, I got my heart broken by a 38-year-old woman. And, that's when I first realized that I am the way I am. And, you know, coming out of the closet was hard for me. I came out to my friends, I came out to my best friend, and I came out to my mom. And the hardest was for me to come out to my mom because, you know, her, our family, and our heritage and our culture, you know, frowns upon gay people and bisexuals and lesbians and so forth. So to do that for me, like, it was a really big strong point and turning point for my life.
You know, I had a crush on a teacher once, when I was in seventh grade, his name was Mr. Brewer. Shout out. Yeah. He was pretty cute. Just wanted to shout that out. And he moved to Mississippi or got laid off or something. I don't know.
Was he a girl?
I don't really know what.
Was it a struggle for you?
No, it wasn't really a struggle. I just thought he was hot.
That's cool.
Nice happy trail.
It does seem like you guys give a lot of shout outs on here sometimes for people to like call in if they have feedback or like call in if they want to help produce music for the show or something like that. Oh, it does seem like a pretty, you guys are giving out.
I hope he's not listening.
Resource phone numbers. It seems really cool that people can know that you're here too.
Yeah, we're all human and we will love feedback to any of those, you know, who have stories similar to mine or, you know, or need help other than the hotline, which is 1-800-246-PRIDE. And if you guys, you know, need somebody to talk to, we're here for you.
This is a serious subject for it those is. That.
And to give, you know, you guys forewarning, we possibly might have a monthly show on LGBTQ on this radio station 90.7, so stay tuned for that. Our number for the radio station is 518-828-0290. Or you can go to our website, www.wgxc.org, and give us feedback on the topic. Now, there's a lot of struggles behind LGBTQ, and one of them are suicide.
Being lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual can lead to feeling so bad about yourself you don't know where else to go, and could lead to suicide and hurting yourself in ways that could be expressed. Because of your thoughts and how you feel about yourself, whereas you can talk to people on this hotline at 1-800-246-PRIDE and talk about it in a safe manner or release it where else you normally would not feel as though you could.
And you're not alone. Once again, I repeat, this is not a test. You are not alone. We're all in this together on some High School Musical stuff. Now that I said that, I feel better about myself. Okay, so we have a little song for you. I like to call it as a coming out song, as like we are coming out.
It's called It Gets Better.
And you know what? It gets better. Shucks. So stay tuned and listen to it because it's nice and I like it.
Yo, it's Beck D in the house. Things are about to get real safe for work up in here. Amanda is in gym class where the kids go to get fit, but her eyes not on the ball at all, it's on Miss Foster's eyes. Got a dirty little secret that everybody knows. She came out but she wishes she had left the closet closed. And here is little Davey hiding in the piano room, playing Wicked Wrench, Chicago Cats and Brigadoon. He's hiding from the locker room and jocks who roam the halls, where he's safe from wedgie shiners and destruction of his confidence. But when they call you weirdos, homosexuals and gays, or people who prefer the company of people of the same sex, might seem like it's hopeless and will never be okay, but listen to the ones who care, believe them when they say it gets better. One day you'll look back and you won't give a dime when you're swimming through your friendship vault, which is a duck. When you're snatching your first Grammy, super glammy looking slick, it won't be much time till they get in line for a chance to applaud your accomplishments. It gets better. It wasn't long till they told Johnny that he wasn't normal, when he wore a strapless gown and high heels to his junior formal. But the cool guys, they felt passionately that his chosen fashion was a rationalization for a
So thanks for listening to Radio Explosion and listening to our topic about LGBTQ.
I hope that it was very influential for you, that for the guys out there and women out there, or both, that are out there and are feeling bad about yourself simply because of how society looks at you. And I hope this was very helpful and you can use it to the best of your ability.
And I just want to say that all the LGBTQ group and the straights look beautiful, and we all look the same, and we all have the same meanings, just different mindset on, you know, what we like and what we don't like. That's my little there. So have a nice day. Keep it open-minded and be free, man. Free to love, free to speak. This is America. Come on now.
And tune in next week to hear what else we got to say on Radio Explosion.